Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Judith Miriam Bonetsky, a contemplative nun of the Monastery of Our Lady of the Rosary in Summit, New Jersey. The title of her preaching is Truly Seeing Jesus.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.' And you will say, 'Do hear also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.' And he said, 'Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he was brought up, and went to the synagogue. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. We can be sure that most of the faces staring at Jesus with anticipation were known to him. Hey, maybe something good has come out of Nazareth. Joseph's son, now turned into a great teacher who speaks with authority, and a wonder worker and healer. Hometown boy makes good. Or does he? Jesus chooses to read a passage well known and well loved by his audience, and in doing so proclaims that he is more than Joseph the carpenter's son. He is the long-awaited anointed one. Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. At first his hearers seem receptive. All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. But their approval is cut short. And soon enough we hear grumbling, "Is not this Joseph's son?" Jesus reads his audience, knowing what is in their hearts, and challenges them. You will say, "Do you hear also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum? Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown." And then he proceeds to remind them that the prophet Elijah's ministry to the widow at Zarephath and Elisha's to Naaman, not the chosen people, but pagans chosen by God. The crowd reaches their breaking point and turns violent. Filled with rage, they not only throw him out of the synagogue, they throw him out of the town with the intention of hurling him off a cliff. But Jesus passes through their midst and went on his way. The crowd's rejection of Jesus seems a bit much, yes? Why so furious to the point of murdering Jesus? He didn't meet their expectations. He didn't perform the signs and wonders they demanded. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed upon Jesus. But do they truly see him? Do they really listen to his words with an open heart, free of judgment? Do we truly see Jesus? Do we listen to his words, or do we reject him? Do we look away from him in ignoring the needs of our neighbors? Do we block out the words of Jesus we don't want to hear, be it in the scriptures or through the mouths of our brothers and sisters? Release us from our captivity, Lord. Give our blind eyes sight. Free us from the oppression of our sins. Thank you.